Part 4, Adam and Eve. Chapter 39, Barnabas. Then said John, "Well hast thou spoken, O Master, but we lack to know how man sinned through pride." Jesus answered, "When God had expelled Satan, and the angel Gabriel had purified that mass of earth whereon Satan spat, God created everything that liveth, both of the animals that fly, and of them that walk and swim, and he adorned the world with all that it had." One day Satan approached unto the gates of paradise. It is important to note, my dear brothers and sisters, as we pointed it out earlier, that God created everything in that mass of earth called paradise. And seeing the horses eating grass, he announced to them that if that mass of earth should receive a soul, there would be for them grievous labor, and that therefore it would be to their advantage to trample that piece of earth in such wise that it should be no more good for anything. The horses aroused themselves and impetuously set themselves to run over that piece of earth which lay among the lilies and the roses. Whereupon God gave spirit to that unclean portion of earth upon which lay the spittle of Satan, which Gabriel had taken up from the mass, and raised up the dog, who barking filled the horses with fear, and they fled. It is very important, my dear brothers and sisters, we zoom in on the next following text that is going to have major repercussions throughout the remaining of this presentation. Adam, having sprung up on his feet, saw in the air a writing that shone like the sun, which said, "There is only one God, and Muhammad is the messenger of God." Whereupon Adam opened his mouth and said, "I thank thee, O Lord my God, that thou hast deigned to create me. But tell me, I pray thee, what meaneth the message of these words, Muhammad is messenger of God? Have there been other men before me?" Then said God, "Be thou welcome, O my servant Adam. I tell thee that thou art the first man whom I have created, and he whom thou hast seen mentioned is thy servant, who shall come into the world many years hence, and shall be my messenger, for whom I have created all things, who shall give light to the world when he shall come, whose soul was set in a celestial splendor 60,000 years before I made anything." Adam besought God, saying, "Lord, grant me this writing upon the nails of the fingers of my hands." Then God gave the first man upon his thumbs that writing. Upon the thumbnail of the right hand, it said, "There is only one God." And upon the thumbnail of the left, it said, "Muhammad is the messenger of God." Then with fatherly affection, the first man kissed those words and rubbed his eyes and said, "Blessed be that day when thou shalt come to the world." When we analyze the above challenging and confronting text, apart from the fact that Adam is the first human being ever created after the world was made, we come to the unprecedented knowledge and revelation from the testimony of God and Jesus themselves that God created the soul of Muhammad some 60,000 years before anything else. As mentioned earlier in chapter 35 of Barnabas, making him the first soul to submit to God, as he attested to himself in Surah 6, 162 and 163. "Say surely, my prayer all my acts of worship and my living and my dying are for Allah alone, the Lord of the whole universe. He has no associates. Thus have I been bidden, and I am the foremost of those who submit themselves to Allah. My dear brothers and sisters, it is vital to comprehend that Muhammad was the first soul ever created before the world was made. But Jesus was the first human to be created before the world was made. As covered moments earlier in Proverbs 8, 22-23, by the end of these damning videos, we will come to the clear understanding, my dear brothers and sisters, why God and Jesus both gave witness and from the very beginning that Muhammad was a true prophet, using the words, Muhammad is messenger of God. For God knew that his scriptures were going to be polluted, as we covered in the beginning of this presentation, and that the world was going to reject Muhammad and fight against the truth that he was to testify to. Before we proceed, it is absolutely imperative to understand that Satan had no power over both Jesus and Mary, which was known as Miriam, as the following scripture affirms. John 14, verse 30. I cannot talk with you much longer, because the ruler of this world is coming. He has no power over me. Surah 3, 42. Then came the time when the angel said, O Mary, behold, Allah has chosen you and made you pure and exalted you above all the women in the world. As attested to in Sahih Bukhari, Hadith 4641. Abu Huraira said, I heard Allah's apostle say, there is none born among the offspring of Adam, but Satan touches it. A child therefore cries loudly at the time of birth because of the touch of Satan, except Mary and her child. That is why blessed Jesus and Mary were raised alive to paradise and did not see death, my dear brothers and sisters. Chapter 31, Secret Book of Enoch. God gives over paradise to Adam and gives him a command to see the heavens opened and that he should see the angels singing the song of victory. Adam has life on earth, and I created a garden in Eden in the east that he should observe the testament and keep the command. What is of most notable interest in this last verse, my dear brothers and sisters, that there existed a testament with Adam and commands way before the Old Testament and the New Testament. It existed in paradise way before Adam appeared on earth. I'll make the heavens open up to him, that he should see the angels singing the song of victory and the gloomless light. And he was continuously in paradise. Adam was blessed to see and speak with God and his angels through the heavens that were open to him. The same blessing Stephen was to experience later from our earth before his stoning in Acts 7:56. And he said, Behold, I see the heavens opened up, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. How ironic. And the devil understood that I wanted to create another world, because Adam was Lord on earth to rule and control it. This is the earth of paradise, my dear brothers and sisters. Secret Enoch 32 verse 4. And I blessed the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, on which he, Adam, rested from all his works. The above damning text we have just read, my dear brothers and sisters, exposes the malicious deceit planted in Genesis 2, verse 2, that it was God that rested from his work. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. The truth about Adam resting on the seventh day authenticates what Jesus proclaimed in Matthew 12, verse 8. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. God created and named Eve in chapter 13, verse 16 of Secret Book of Enoch. And I put sleep into him, and he fell asleep, and I took from him a rib, and created him a wife, that death should come to him by his wife. And I took his last word, and called her name Mother, that is to say, ever. The above truth we have just read is in complete contrast to the deceit of Genesis 3, verse 20, where it reads, Adam named his wife Eve because she would become the mother of all the living. And he taught Adam the names of the animals after bringing them and subjecting them to him in chapters 7, 3 to 4 of Forgotten Books of Eden. Then Adam said to God, O Lord, you created us and made us fit to be in the garden. And before I transgress, you made all beasts come to me, that I should name them. Your grace was then on me, and I named every one according to your mind, and you made them all subject to me. The above truth we have just read is in complete contrast to the deceit of Genesis 2, verse 20. So the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds in the sky, and all the wild animals. In fact, my dear brothers and sisters, Adam was taught everything by God, as the Quran attests to. In Surah 2, verse 31, he taught Adam all the names of everything. God said to the angels, tell me the names of these if you are truthful. They answered, glory be to you. We have no knowledge except what you have taught us. Verily it is you, the all-knower, the all-wise. God turned to Adam and said, O Adam, inform them of their names. And when he had informed them of their names, he said, did I not tell you that I know the unseen in the heavens and the earth? And I know what you reveal and what you have been hiding. Adam also prophesied the floods in the second book of Eden, chapter 8. Adam's remarkable last words, he predicts the flood, he exhorts his offspring to good, he reveals certain mysteries of life. This now fully defines the verse that came in Jude 1, verse 14, which authenticates that Adam was the first prophet and Enoch was the seventh. Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about them. See, the Lord is coming with thousands upon thousands of his holy ones. What we can ascertain from all of the above is that God, bless his name forever, created and taught Adam in exactly the same way he created and taught Jesus. Only difference being, Jesus was taught all the scripture. Surah 3, 59. Indeed, the example of Jesus to Allah is like that of Adam. He created him from dust, then said to him, be. And he was. It is no coincidence, my dear brothers and sisters, that both the names of Adam and Jesus appear 25 times in the Quran. Genesis 2, verses 16 to 17. And the Lord God commanded the man, you are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat from it, you will certainly die. Quran 2:35. Come not near this tree, or you both will be of the wrongdoers. Chapter 40, Barnabas. When Satan had knowledge of this, he became mad with indignation, and so he drew near to the gate of paradise, where it stood on guard a horrid serpent, which had legs like a camel, and the nails of his feet cut like a razor on every side. To him said the enemy, "Suffer me to enter into paradise." The serpent answered, "And how shall I suffer thee to enter? God having commanded me to drive thee out." Satan answered, "Thou seest how much God loves thee, since he has set thee outside of paradise, to keep guard over a lump of clay, which is man. Wherefore, if thou bring me into paradise, I will make thee so terrible that everyone shall flee thee, and so at thy pleasure thou shalt go and stay." Then said the serpent, "And how shall I set thee within?" Said Satan, "Thou art great, therefore open thy mouth, and I will enter into thy belly, and so thou entering into paradise shall place me near to those two lumps of clay that are nearly walking upon the earth." Then the serpent did so, and placed Satan near to Eve, for Adam her husband was sleeping. Satan presented himself before the woman like a beauteous angel, and said to her, "Wherefore eat ye not of those apples and of corn?" Eve answered, "Our God has said to us that eating thereof we shall be unclean, and therefore he will drive us from paradise." Satan answered, "He said not the truth. Thou must know that God is wicked and envious, and therefore he broketh no equals, but keepeth everyone for a slave. So he hath thus spoken unto you, in order that you may not become equal to him. But if thou and thy companion do according to my counsel, ye shall eat of those fruits, even as of the others, and ye shall not remain subject to others. But like God, ye shall know good and evil, and ye shall do what which ye please, because ye shall be equal to God." Then Eve took and ate of those fruits, and when her husband awoke, she told all that Satan had said. And he took of them, his wife offering them, and did eat. Whereupon, as the food was going down, he remembered the words of God. Wherefore, wishing to stop the food, he put his hands into his throat, where every man has the mark. Quran 7:20. Satan said to Adam and Eve, "Your Lord did not forbid you this tree, save that you should become angels or become of the immortals." 7:21. And he swore to them both, "Surely I am your sincere advisor." So he, Satan, misled them with deception. What we have just read in the Gospel of Barnabas is further attested to in Forgotten Book of Eden 1, chapter 57. "Therefore I fell. But when Adam came out and saw his hideous figure, he was afraid of him and said to him, 'Who are you?' Then Satan answered and said to him, 'It is I who hid myself within the serpent, and who spoke to Eve, and who enticed her until she obeyed my command. I am he who sent her, using my deceitful speech, to deceive you, until you both ate of the tree and abandoned the command of God.'" Life of Adam and Eve, or chapter 16. "And the devil spoke to the serpent, saying, I hear that you are wiser than all the beasts. Why do you eat of the weeds and of Adam and not of the fruits of paradise? Rise and come and let us make him to be cast out of paradise through his wife, just as we were cast out through him. Become my vessel, and I will speak a word through your mouth by which you will be able to deceive them. It is God that authenticates all of the above in forgotten Book of Eden, chapter 51. Then came the word of God to Adam and Eve and said to them, "This is he who was hidden in the serpent and who deceived you and stripped you of the garment of light and glory in which you were. This is he who promised you majesty and divinity. Where then is the beauty that was on him? Where is his divinity? Where is his light? Where is the glory that rested on him? Now his figure is hideous. He has become abominable among angels, and he has come to be called Satan." Chapter 41, Barnabas. Then both of them knew that they were naked. Wherefore, being ashamed, they took fig leaves and made a clothing for their secret parts. When midday was past, behold, God appeared to them and called Adam, saying, "Adam, where art thou?" He answered, "Lord, I did hide myself from thy presence, because I and my wife are naked, and so we are ashamed to present ourselves before thee." Then said God, "And who hath robbed you of your innocence, unless you have eaten the fruit by reason of which you are unclean, and will not be able to abide longer in paradise?" Adam answered, "O Lord, the wife whom thou hast given me besought me to eat, and so I have eaten thereof." Then said God to the woman, "Wherefore gavest thou such food to thy husband?" Eve answered, "Satan deceived me, and so I did eat." "And how did that reprobate enter in hither?" said God. Eve answered, "A serpent that standeth at the northern gate brought him near to me." Then said God to Adam, "Because thou hast hearkened to the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten the fruit, cursed be the earth in thy works. It shall bring forth for thee brambles and thorns, and in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread. And remember that thou art earth, and to earth shall return." And he spake to Eve, saying, "And thou who didst hearken to Satan, and gavest the food to thy husband, shalt abide under the dominion of man. He shall keep thee a slave, and thou shalt bear children with travail." Surah 7:22. Thus Satan brought about therefore by deceit, and when they tasted of the tree, the shame became visible to them, and both began to cover themselves with leaves from the garden. Then their Lord called out to them, "Did I not forbid you from that tree? And did I not warn you that Satan is your declared enemy?" Having deeply cross-examined all of the above texts, we come to the tragic revelation that the story of the serpent deceiving Adam and Eve in Genesis 3 is another case of planted deceit. For it was Satan that deceived both the serpent, who became cursed by God, as well as Adam and Eve. And we move on from chapter 41 of Barnabas. And having called the serpent, God called the angel Michael, him who holdeth the sword of God, and said, "First drive forth from paradise this wicked serpent, and when outside, cut off his legs. For if he shall wish to walk, he must trail his body upon the earth." It is important to note, my dear brothers and sisters, that the serpent was the first creature to be expelled from paradise. Chapter 41, Barnabas, moving on. Afterwards, God called Satan, who came laughing, and he said to him, "Because thou reprobate, has deceived these and has made them to become unclean. I will that every uncleanness of them and of all their children, whereof they shall be truly penitent and shall serve me in going forth from their body, shall enter through thy mouth, and shall thou be satiated with uncleanness. Satan then gave a horrible roar and said, since thou willst to make me ever worse, I yet will make me that which I will be able. Then said God, depart, cursed one, from my presence. Then Satan departed. Surah 17:16-18. He said, because thou hast thrown me out of the way, lo, I will lie in wait for them on thy straight way. Then will I assault them from before them and behind them, from their right and from their left. Nor wilt thou find in most of them gratitude. For thy mercies, God said, get out from this, disgraced and expelled. If any of them follow thee, hell will I fill with you all. Chapter 41, Pranavs. Whereupon God said to Adam and Eve, who were both weeping, go ye forth from paradise and do penance, and let not your hope fail. For I will send your son to such wise that your seed shall lift the dominion of Satan from off the human race. For he who shall come, my messenger, to him will I give all things. God hid himself, and the angel Michael drove them forth from paradise. Whereupon Adam, turning him round, saw written above the gate, there is only one God, and Muhammad is messenger of God. Whereupon weeping he said, may it be pleasing to God, O my son, that thou come quickly and draw us out of misery. And thus said Jesus, sin Satan and Adam through pride, the one by despising man, the other by wishing to make himself equal with God. My dear brothers and sisters, it is crucial to understand that both Satan and Adam and Eve were expelled from paradise at the same time. Genesis 3:15, I will make you and the woman hate each other, her offspring and yours will always be enemies. Surah 7:24, Allah said, go down, you are enemies one of the other. For you there is dwelling and provision on the earth for a while. Surah 20:123, Allah said, descend from paradise, all your descendants being enemies to one another. And if there should come to you guidance from me, then whoever follows my guidance will neither go astray in the world nor suffer in the hereafter. We know Satan was put on earth as a temporary god, as we can understand from 1 John 5, verse 19. We know that we are from God, and the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. Quran 2 verse 30, recall that your Lord said to the angels, I am placing a representative, a temporary god on earth. They said, will you place therein one who will spread evil therein and shed blood, while we sing your praises, glorify you and uphold your absolute authority. He said, I know what you do not know. Chapter 32, Enoch. I said to him, earth you are, and into the earth whence I took you, you shall go, and I will not ruin you, but send you whence I took you. Then again, receive you and my second presence, as attested in the following information of the Book of Eden. Therefore did the angel bear with him, without saying one bad word, until the word of God came. came, who said to Satan, "Go hence, once before didst thou deceive my servants, and this time thou seekest to destroy them. Were it not for my mercy, I would have destroyed thee and thy hosts from off the earth. But I have had patience with thee unto the end of the world." It is clear, my dear brothers and sisters, that God has given Satan free rein to do as he wills until the end of time. As the following verses of the Quran, 15:34 to 38, he said, "Therefore you must get out, you are banished. You have incurred my condemnation until the day of judgment." He said, "My Lord, respite me until the day they are resurrected." He said, "You are respited until the specified day and time." It is vital to comprehend that the earth was in complete darkness before the fall of Adam in the next chapter. Chapter 8, the Forgotten Book of Eden. The fall of Adam, why night and day were created. Then when God, who is merciful and full of pity, heard Adam's voice, he said to him, "O Adam, so long as the good angel was obedient to me, a bright light rested on him and on his host. But when he transgressed my commandment, I deprived him of that bright nature, and he became dark. And when he was in the heavens, in the realms of light, he knew nothing of darkness. But he transgressed, and I made him fall from the heaven onto the earth. And it was this darkness that came over him and on you, O Adam, while in my garden and obedient to me. Did that bright light rest also?" But when I heard of your transgression, I deprived you of that bright light. Yet of my mercy, I did not turn you into darkness, but I made you your body of flesh, over which I spread this skin, in order that it may bear cold and heat. If I had let my wrath fall heavily on you, I should have destroyed you. And had I turned you into darkness, it would have been as if I had killed you. But in my mercy, I have made you as you are. When you transgressed my commandment, O Adam, I drove you from the garden and made you come forth into this land, and commanded you to live in this cave, and darkness covered you as it did over him who transgressed my commandment. Thus, O Adam, has this not deceived you? It is not to last forever, but is only of 12 hours. When it is over, daylight will return. Sigh not, therefore neither be moved, and say not in your heart that this darkness is long and drags on wearily. And say not in your heart that I plague you with it. Strengthen your heart and be not afraid. This darkness is not a punishment, but O Adam, I have made the day and have placed the sun in it to give light, in order that you and your children should do your work. For I knew you would sin and transgress and come out into this land, yet I wouldn't force you, nor be heard over you, nor shut up, nor doom you through your fall, nor through your coming out from the light into darkness, nor yet through your coming from the garden into this land. For I made you of the light, and I will to bring out children of light from you and like to you. But you did not keep my commandment. One day, until I had finished the creation and blessed everything in it. Then concerning the tree, I commanded you not to eat of it. Yet I knew that Satan, who deceived himself, would also deceive him. So I made known to you by means of the tree not to come near him. And I told you not to eat of the fruit thereof, nor to taste of it, nor yet to sit under it, nor to yield to it. Had I not spoken to you, O Adam, concerning the tree, and had I left you without a commandment, and you had sinned, it would have been an offence on my part, for not having given you an order. You would turn around and blame me for it, but I commanded you and warned you, and you fell, so that my creatures cannot blame me, but the blame rests on them alone. And O Adam, I have made the days so that you and your descendants can work and toil in it, and I have made the night for them to rest in it from their work, and for the beasts of the field to go forth by night and look for their food, but little of darkness now remains, O Adam, and daylight will soon appear. It is important to note, my dear brothers and sisters, from the following text, that Adam and Eve did die on our earth in their early days after their recent shock expulsion from paradise. Yet our great God resurrected them, and more than once, proving from the very beginning that resurrection did indeed exist. Take a look at the following information from the books of Eden. Chapter 6, verses 1 to 3. But God looked upon them, for they had killed themselves through great grief. But he would raise them and comfort them. He therefore sent his word unto them, that they should stand and be raised forthwith. Chapter 55, the conflict between God and Satan. Then came the word of God to Adam and Eve, and raised them from their dead state, saying to them, Why did you come up here? Do you intend to go into the garden from which I brought you out? It cannot be today, but only when the covenant I have made with you is filled. Chapter 68, how destruction and trouble is of Satan when he is the master. Adam and Eve established a custom of worship. Then God looked at Adam and Eve and at what had come over them from Satan and how he had made them perish. God therefore sent his word and raised up Adam and Eve from their state of death. The above resurrections were clearly performed by the finger of our great God, as Jesus attested to in Luke 11:20. They were repeated throughout the history of our Bible, as we demonstrated in part 8 of the first documentary. Most notably, that of Lazarus in John 11:38 to 44, and Ezekiel 37, 1 to 14, the valley of the dry bones, which was consolidated in Surah 2, 243. Have you not considered those who left their homes in many thousands, fearing death? Allah said to them, Die. Then he restored them to life, and Allah is full of bounty to the people. But most of the people do not show gratitude. Our great God goes further to explain that mankind has free will to choose between right and wrong. Yet there is a severe punishment for sin and eternal death for those that choose, unfortunately, not to repent. As we can see in the next text of Eden 1, chapter 6, God's admonition to Adam and Eve, in which he points out how and why they sin. And the Lord said unto Adam and Eve, You transgressed of your own free will until you came out of the garden in which I had placed you. Of your own free will you have transgressed through your desire for divinity, greatness, and an exalted state such as I have, so that I deprived you of the bright nature in which you then were, and I made you come out of the garden to this land, rough and full of trouble. If only you had not transgressed my commandment, and had kept my law, and had not eaten of the fruit of the tree, near which I told you not to come. And there were fruit trees in the garden, better than that one. But the wicked Satan, who continued not in his first estate, nor kept his faith, in whom was no good intent towards me, and who, though I had created him, yet set me at naught, and sought the Godhead, so that I hurled him down from heaven. He it is who made the tree appear pleasant in your eyes, until you ate of it, by hearkening to him. Thus have you transgressed my commandment, therefore have I brought upon you all these sorrows. For I am God, the Creator, who, when I created my creatures, did not intend to destroy them. But after they had sorely roused my anger, I punished them with grievous plagues until they repent. But if, on the contrary, they still continue hardened in their transgression, they shall be under a curse forever. My dear brothers and sisters, we begin to get a better understanding from the following scripture that God forgave Adam and Eve and promised them salvation through repentance in the forgotten books of Eden 1. Chapter 56. Acknowledge then my favour towards thee and my mercy on thee, my creature, that I have not requited thee for thy transgression against me. But in my pity for thee, I have promised thee that at the end of the great 5 days and a half, I will come and save thee. Then God said again to Adam and Eve, arise, go down hence, lest the cherub with a sword of fire in his hand destroy you. Surah 7, 23. Both cried out, our Lord, we have wronged ourselves. If you do not forgive us and do not have mercy on us, we shall surely become among the losers. Continuing from Eden. But Adam's heart was comforted by God's word to him, and he worshipped before him. And God commanded his angels to escort Adam and Eve to the cave with joy, instead of the fear that had come upon them. Then the angels took up Adam and Eve and brought them down from the mountain by the garden with songs and psalms until they brought them to the cave. There the angels began to comfort and to strengthen them, and then departed from them towards heaven to their Creator who had sent them. Surah 2, verse 37. Thereupon Adam received word of guidance from the Sustainer, and he accepted his repentance. For verily, he alone is the acceptor of repentance, the dispenser of grace. God alone, my dear brothers and sisters, forgives our sins. And God paved the true method for repentance for all mankind through the testimony of Satan himself in the following chapter of 33. Satan falsely promises the bright light. But Satan, the height of all good, sought them in the cave, but found them not, although he searched diligently for them. But he found them standing in the water praying, and thought within himself. Listen carefully, my dear brothers and sisters, to the testimony of Satan about the true way of repentance. Adam and Eve are thus standing in the water, beseeching God to forgive them their transgression and to restore them to their former estate, and to take them from under my hand. The above explosive verse about repentance is exactly the same repentance John preached, my dear brothers and sisters, and performed in Matthew 3, 5 to 6 and 11. As did Jesus himself in the damning text of John 4, verse 1, of which the Catholic Creed ironically testifies to. We affirm one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, yet they maliciously continue with the satanic claim that Jesus died for our sins and that we are forgiven by his blood. We can now clearly understand, my dear brothers and sisters, why these writings were omitted from our Bible in the first place, for they clearly expose the serious deceit that has been planted in them.